The ad features a Karl Rove look-alike talking about domestic wiretapping to someone viewers may assume is President Bush.
We should be eavesdropping on anybody who has the nerve to disagree with you. Court order or not.
What?
It's not domestic spying, George. It's terrorist surveillance.
By the end of the ad, it turns out that George Karl Rove is talking to is George Washington, wig and all, and he angrily rejects the domestic spying plan. Senator Feingold's voice closes the ad with a bid for support for his PAC, the Progressive Patriots Fund.
Support the Progressive Patriots. We can fight the terrorists without breaking the law or sacrificing our freedoms.
The ad is a meaty one, according to Wisconsin Common Cause Director Jay Heck. Heck says while it's aimed at electing Democrats to Congress, it won't hurt Feingold's possible bid for the White House.
If you start getting $5,000 from Feingold and you're running for Congress, well, you're going to look much more favorably at Feingold when he runs for president in 2008. I mean, that's why they do it. So there is indirect benefit to Feingold.
Meanwhile, the most recent ad launched on the National GOP website accuses Feingold of trying to weaken national security. Feingold launched his ad in Bush Country this week, campaigning for Texas candidate John Courage. He says the presidency is not currently on his agenda.
I don't have any idea whether I'm going to go down that road. I do know that I want to live in an environment where we have something other than one-party rule, and the way to get that started is by taking back the House or the Senate or both in the coming election, and I'm determined to try to help make that happen. I'll have to figure out my own plans later.
Feingold will be on the road a lot in the coming months, with scheduled campaign stops for candidates in Maine, Washington, and the all-important Iowa. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.